I know all is well, and wherever I go in my expanding awareness, all is good and I am safe. I'm surrounded by and live in an omnidimensional life force that can never be violated because there is nothing opposed to it. I move on the very currents of life itself, and I'm free to notice all things without attachment to anything, free to move beyond any image at any time, and courageous enough to remain in it. I open to graceful guidance on my soul's adventure, surrender my demands to logical understandings, and I welcome new and unknown states of consciousness for my soul's evolution. Take a few breaths to bring your attention back to the center of your body. Find a natural rhythm for your breath to fall into. See if you can follow your in-breath into your body. And then allow your exhale to take with it any tension, worries, or concerns while creating more internal room. Find that natural rhythm to your breathing. Now follow your next breath, letting it take you deeper into the space beyond your body temple, where past and future dissolve into the present. Your inner awareness becomes the threshold you move across, where now your exhale propels you further into the openness of the void. Allow yourself to become available and receptive to a deep hearing and heightened awareness to move you to the greater good. Notice you are in a vast expanse with infinite points of light, as if you are one in a galaxy of stars. Allow your awareness to be drawn to a beautiful blue orb that is calling you home. Feel an attraction and a relational remembrance to the vibrancy of this world. As you move in closer, and when you do, you can see the pristine snow-capped mountains, the wooded forests, the lush green jungles, the expansive deserts, deep canyons, still lakes, running rivers, and the all-embracing blue ocean. Your soul is deeply moved by the physical beauty. As your awareness of the magnificence of this place is heightened, you feel the call of this earth for the gift you have to bring. Return to your perfect mountaintop. As you look out to the east from your elevated mountaintop view, your awareness is drawn to a flowing river whose banks are lush with trees and plants. Originating in the peaks of the mountains, this meandering ribbon of green and blue crosses the valley floor, eventually merging in the vast expansiveness of a placid lake that's calling for your exploration. Find yourself lucidly wandering under the canopy of the trees along the bank of the river. Hear the sound of the water dancing over the rocks, smell the rivered air, feel the moisture in the environment. Mysticism is a release from attachment to form and the separation it creates from the one all-animating life force. An important aspect of walking this world is detaching from frequencies that have captivated your attention, making it tough for you to move on to what's next. What significant part of your life do you have struggles releasing? Who's there? Where is it? And what is the thinking that is holding your awareness there? How have you made this frequency your drama? If you changed the channel so your perspective was now the opposite, what would that feel and look like? Take both perspectives, throw them both into the river, and let the river wash them away. Listen to the sounds, notice what you see, and allow any feelings you have to rise and pass away as if they are being washed down the river. Continue this practice and let more images come and go, despite how bright, loud, or dull they are. Just allow the current to carry them all away as they appear and disappear without struggle. Observe yourself in the allowing state. If you are an expression of joy, you'll see the world as joy. If you are combative, your world will be a combat zone. Your ride in the river of life can be one filled with fear of what's around the bend, or one of pure elation as you welcome the next adventure. You dial into your consciousness the lower or higher frequency, and life will bring the experiences to match the vibratory choice. Get into the raft that's tied to a branch along the river, cast off into the current, and let yourself go with the flow. When the current speed picks up, you'll begin to see a bend in the river. You recognize it as a metaphor for your life. What is waiting for you around the corner? What's downstream? Can you recall times when you had the opportunity to trust and enhance your perception by moving to the elevated mountaintop view frequency, but ended up reverting to some old familiar frequencies of anguish, discouragement, and complaint? Do you remember watching yourself give in to the image of contracting pain rather than elevating your vision and catching a greater glimpse of a possibility? The current you're traveling in has power, and only you decide where to direct it. Knowing you did the best you could at any time in your life, familiarize yourself with the feeling from that deceiving crossroad, so you can remember in crucial moments, you have options. Your liberation is born when you are free to be present enough to handle what's around the bend, whether it's rapids or calm. As you come around the bend, you see whitewater rapids tumultuously boiling and bubbling. Let your raft catch the swift current and head toward them. You have the ability to enter all frequencies of complexity, picturesque or barren, challenging or placid, but all with a sense of well-being. So nix the negative, run the rapids with a sense of exhilarating joy and fun. Where do you see your life a bit more tumultuous than you expected it to be? Listen to your higher perspective, which sees the end of the rapids and understands what a small patch on the river of life it actually is. Listen as it prepares and tells you to drop into the whitewater field with a shift in attitude. You have all it takes to make this exciting and entertaining thrill ride in your adventure of life. Go for it. You head toward the boulders in the middle of your run. You can't deny them or suppress them. So rather than fighting them, you let the natural currents of the river take you toward them and effortlessly around them. What boulders in your life have you been using all your energy to avoid? Resistance doesn't work, be it in the river or in life. Face the challenge head on. Invite it into your path and trust the natural currents to take you around them effortlessly. Flow with your innate frequency and you'll find you are the one with all that is necessary. As you go with the flow, hooting and hollering with joy, thinking you have a handle on it all, you playfully bounce off a rock pile in the middle of the river and find boiling in front of you a giant pit the size of a swimming pool opening up and ready to devour your raft. You drop into this giant bowl, covered by the wave folding on top of you from the other side. What feelings from your life come up when the weight of it is crushing down on you? When things are going well, and oh no, here comes another challenge, the most challenging of times require the most self-compassion. Even in the most difficult of times, your true identity wants to be remembered. Its brilliance and connection with the Absolute is far greater than any challenge this life can cover you with. It doesn't matter how many psychotic breaks, bouts with cancer, or broken bones you've had to endure. If it all moves you closer to your union with the whole of life, it's a good thing. Feel the power of the river lift and push you through the wave, launching you with delight and elation to the other side, into the sky, and delivering you back to the sacred circle of your mountaintop. Wow, what a ride! Pause to reflect and integrate what you just learned from your mountaintop view. You return to your world of activity refreshed and renewed. No, once you have been somewhere, you can easily return to that somewhere by simply calling it back to your awareness. There's always more work to be done, but for now, pull yourself back into your body, permitting gratitude for your discoveries to fill your field of awareness. Feel a joy knowing you'll be consistently returning to your sacred space but for now, choose a path down the mountain. Familiarize yourself with this trail back into the world of form. Know there is always this corridor, this passage back to the elevated perspective of your world. Touch some of the trees as you pass by them, and feel the earth move beneath your feet. As what you saw in a distance comes more into focus, return your attention to your breath and breathe. When you are ready, slowly move your fingers and toes. Stretch. Gently open your eyes and sit for a moment to reacclimatize to your physical world. Take your pen and take some time to write out your experience. It doesn't matter if it was memorable and you are certain you'll never forget it. You should still capture it on paper. Later, you will be glad that you did. Welcome back.